everyone, and welcome to the Jennings Wire Online Magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Emerald Kaufman, and I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web. We invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that's just right for you. And today, we have one of our favorite bloggers. That's our guest, former journalist Steve Piacente, who spent years writing about the deals public figures cut behind closed doors. And ethics, of course, is a key part of the communications class he teaches at American University in Washington, D.C. Now, it's said that integrity is doing the right thing when no one is watching, and shining light on the choices people make in the dark is a prominent and provocative theme that runs through both of his novels, Bella and Bootlicker. Today, we'll be talking with Steve about exactly that, the choices people make when no one is watching and why. So, welcome, Steve.
Thank you, Stacey. Great to be here.
It's great to have you. Like I said, one of our favorite bloggers on JenningsWire.com. You've got so many wonderful topics that you write about. You know, your Jerry Seinfeld was really good.
Good. Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So now when you're talking about the business of what people do when no one is watching, why does that fascinate you? What led you to write about that within your books?
Yeah, well, I think of this as the choices people make in the dark. I think it's a really important part of our daily lives. It's about little things. It's about big things. You know, think about it. You nick someone's car on the fourth level of a parking garage. No one's around. Do you leave a note? This thing we call personal ethics, it touches nearly everything. It's, you know, when people are supposed to be working from home, do they put in a full day or cut out for the gym? You know, the businessman on the plane slips off his wedding ring when he hears wheels up. When things go wrong on the battlefield, as they do in my novel Bella, you know, does the commanding officer reveal an error or create a cover-up for the so-called greater good?
Yeah, you're right. Every choice, every day. I mean, that could even apply to a lot of things. Integrity in eating. Right? You know, closet eaters, when no one's watching, what are you shoving down your throat? You know, I mean,
exactly.
Hey, there's all different levels and all different types of consequences, of course, right? Based upon those choices. So this is a great conversation. I know that you wrote about this as well within your latest blog about Congressman Mark Sanford. So how does his saga fit into this conversation?
So, yeah, I covered Mark Sanford for several years when he was in Congress. And, you know, the well-known story about, quote, hiking the Appalachian Trail, unquote, when he was really romancing a woman friend from Argentina, this took place when he was governor of South Carolina and still married. Now, you know, whatever impulse drove him, whether it was lust or love, whatever, he acted with impunity, at least in part, because he thought no one was watching. And when he was discovered, the consequences were tragic. You know, the private details of his affair were all over the live news shows. He was mocked by the late night TV hosts. His wife divorced him. He had to survive even this very adamant call for impeachment. You know, this is a guy who was once spoken about as a candidate for vice president. So it seems to me that in these situations, people rarely think about what will happen if they get caught. And, you know, I don't know if it's arrogance or perceived power. And as you were talking about before, the larger the transgression, the worse the consequences.
Right. And do you think some people make these decisions, these choices, that they wouldn't make when people are watching? Do you think they want to get caught?
That's a really intriguing question. And, you know, it's hard to generalize. But I think, you know, I think what you're hinting at is that it's very possible that sometimes people can't help themselves and they need somebody to stop them. We've all heard about the guy who is speeding down the highway and gets stopped by the cop and actually thanks the officer for stopping.
Right. Right. I think that could be very true in some cases where you don't have that control to not make the choice, self-control. I mean, there it is within you, of course, but you don't have that self-control to do that, or you've been doing this way for so long that stopping and starting to try and change the way that you're operating within integrity instead of, ooh, I have gotten away with this for so long, you know, I could just continue to get away with it. I think that, you know, sometimes people, they can't stop themselves, so they do something. It's like the rock bottom effect almost.
Mm-hmm. And I think what you're saying is that bad habits can become habitual. And I think that's true also. And you have to be on guard against that, I think.
Right. Now, what are some other you don't have to name names now, of course, Steve. But what are some other people that you've covered or other instances? Because I know in your, you know, extensive journalism career and, of course, being a D.C. correspondent, you've probably come across many of these kinds of situations where people are, as we talked about in your introduction, cutting deals behind closed doors, that kind of thing. Do you have any other interesting nuggets or stories that you can share?
Yeah, I'll share one, and I'll flip it around because I don't want anyone to think that, you know, reporters are always right and politicians are always wrong. So during the, let's see, I guess it was during the 80s, I was covering an interesting senatorial race where the incumbent suddenly disappeared, and the press office wouldn't tell us where she was. And this is when I was working for a Florida newspaper, and it turned out that this woman's senator, a few years previously, had a television backdrop fall on her, and she was, you know, had chronic pain from that, and decided in the midst of a very intense reelection campaign to go down to the Duke clinic down there in Raleigh-Durham, affiliated with Duke University, and get a disc fixed. And, you know, I think if they had told us, and by us I mean the reporting corps in Washington covering for Florida newspapers, where she was and what the circumstances were, it wouldn't have been any big deal, but they hid it. And when you hide something from a reporter, it's the worst thing you can do. So we found out where she was, and we went down en masse. It was probably 7 or 8 reporters, and we got in the Holiday Inn across the street from the Duke clinic. And, you know, we weren't allowed in, and one of the reporters actually got himself a lab coat and went into her room wearing a lab coat under the guise, obviously, of being a doctor or a technician or something like that. Now, I don't know what he thought he was going to accomplish, because once she realized who it was, she wouldn't talk to him. So, you know, just these decisions, I just don't know where people get them from sometimes. And of course, this guy, and I won't name the paper or the person, but he paid a heavy price for doing that.
Oh, sure. Absolutely. Yeah, when you're impersonating someone, at least impersonating a doctor, you know, wow, I mean, that could come with criminal charges, I would think. But anyway,
exactly.
Right. So you make the decision to do something like that because you think you're not going to get found out. And there you are. So, you know, these types of situations and decisions and choices are happening all the time, every day, like we were talking about. I love the example you gave initially on whether or not you would leave a note or tell somebody about, you know, your shopping cart ramming into them or something like that in the car.
Yep.
You know, that's one I'm sure happens, you know, every few minutes. What's going on?
Sure.
So now, since these things are, again, happening on all different levels all the time in life, what would you want to leave with our listeners today about this particular conversation, and maybe when, you know, it's time for them to make a choice when no one's looking, what they can think about?
So I'm going to go back to my Mark Sanford example, because he, in a way, is like another character of mine, Ike Washington, in my second novel called Bootlicker. So both men commit this terrible wrong, and it leads to public disgrace. And as you might expect, there's a dark period that follows, many painful hours of self-discovery. What both these guys learn is that, you know, while friends, family, and even voters may forgive them, real redemption can't begin until they forgive themselves. And this is a tough journey. It's one that both men make successfully. Sanford, in fact, was recently elected back to his old congressional seat. I'm not going to tell you what happens to Ike Washington, but the story is equally compelling. So my big takeaway is this. We have to remember that there's always someone watching because you're there and you're watching and you'll have to live with the consequences of your action. And this has enormous impact because it influences how we think of ourselves. And if you follow the ripple, it affects how we perform at work and how we act at home. And, you know, that's it. You can't hide from yourself.
Wow. Well, that's yay. Someone is always watching. Wow. I love that. I love leaving. That's a great line for people to remember when they are faced with making a choice that may not be in integrity. So thank you, Steve. I really appreciate you being here. And we want to remind our listeners to be sure to check out Steve Piacente's column, News for Thought, on JenningsWire.com. He's written posts on everything from why Jerry Seinfeld, this is a good one, still makes us laugh, to what happens behind the scenes at a Washington homeless shelter. And you can learn more about Steve and his novels, Bella and Bootlicker, which have now received more than 80 four- and five-star reviews on Amazon.com, at his website, www.stevepiacente.com. That's Steve P as in Paul, IACENTE.com. So thanks again, Steve. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Stacey. It was wonderful.
Okay, and again, this podcast is brought to you by Jennings Wire Online Magazine. Please visit JenningsWire.com to discover bloggers that might be perfect for you.